Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Good evening. I am Induwa Rampol Chidi, and it's a blessing to be in studio with you this evening. So far, we have looked at some of the abuses in the body of Christ when it comes to money. But there is a flip side, and giving is one of the tools of empowerment and prosperity that God has gifted us with. Today, I will share some of my testimonies in this area. I hope it will touch and encourage somebody out there. The first testimony happened at Faith Center, Pastor Carlisle Changasing's church. I was visiting there when I was a teenager, and there was a visiting pastor who was teaching on financial prosperity. After his sermon, he asked to pick up a miracle offering. Now, what he said to do with this miracle offering was, listen to God, hear how much he told you to give. And don't give any more or less. And if you didn't hear from God, don't give at all. And he also said to write down on a slip of paper and put it in the offering what exactly you wanted God to do for you. So I listened to God and I heard give $3,000 to Revival Time Assembly. Now, understand, I was a teenager in university at that time. $3,000 was a lot of money. So I didn't have that in my account. I emptied my account. I left $10 in my account and just to keep the account open. And then I took the rest from my sister's account, which was okay because it was a family account. And I gave in the money to Revival Time on the Thursday. On my slip of paper, I had written that we needed a car because the family car was being stretched with my sister working and her salary wasn't enough to purchase a vehicle, but we needed another vehicle because there were three of us trying to share one. And the next day, Thursday, I gave in the money to Revival Time Assembly. I remember the pastor's wife there crying and saying, this was something that was sent to fill a need because they had a bill to pay that day and they didn't know how they were going to pay it. And this money was exactly what they needed. So to me, that was a great confirmation and a blessing in itself. But what happened the next Monday was even more amazing to me. The next Monday, my sister got called for a job that she hadn't applied for. And that job entailed a $3,000 increase in salary. And guess what? A fully paid for vehicle. Gas, maintenance, everything fully paid for. And that was my first introduction to financial prosperity, the kingdom way, and understanding how God rewards a cheerful giver and what God does in the area of giving. Another encounter I had in this area was shoes, believe it or not, shoes. And I always smile when I think of this. I've always had really small feet. It's always been a problem for me to find shoes, and a frustrating thing because I've actually sat in a store in High Street already and just cried because I had somewhere to go to and I just couldn't find a shoe. And I had no shoes because they never had shoes in my size. So shoes to me had always been a trial. But I went one day to visit a co-worker's father had died, and I went to the house to visit. And while I was there, what should I see but children going to school barefooted? Well, I cried for another reason that day. I couldn't believe it, that in this day and age, children were going to school with no shoes on, walking on the road barefooted to go to school. I said, no, I have to do something about this. So I came back another day, went to the school, met with the teacher, and got a list of all the children that came to school barefooted. And then their shoe size. I went and I got shoes for them. I got other things too. Stationery, books, whatever the need was. And I dropped it off for the school. I gave it to the children. The children were ecstatic, some of them. They had never had a nice new shiny shoe like that before. And even in that, God was so blessed, such an amazing blessing, that I actually got most of those shoes at wholesale price. Because the shoe store, when I went to buy, and I told the shoe store what I was going to do, the guy said, oh no, I'm going to give you everything at wholesale price. So God's hand was definitely in this. But the interesting thing is, after that, I have never again had a problem for shoes. After that, I remember somebody coming to me and saying, listen, a container of shoes came down from abroad and they can't find a small foot person to fit into the shoes. So they brought me 3-9 West shoes. Lovely, comfortable, beautiful shoes. A friend of mine who had been involved in it with me got a pair of Clarks for 40 TT on sale in a bin outside a shoe store. And after that, I've always been getting shoes. People have bought me shoes. I would go to Amazon to buy a pair of shoes, and the shoes would be 300 or 400 US, but they would just have my size on sale for 30 or 40 US. It's happened over and over, and I always smile at my shoe blessing. I think to myself, God, you really said what you sow, you will reap. And I sowed out of the brokenheartedness. I sowed those shoes into those children, and God rewarded it. Now, I'd like to say I don't usually speak about what I give and what I do, but I'm doing it for a reason, not to glorify myself, but to glorify the God that rewards, and to touch the hearts of people out there. Because there's nothing amazing about what I do. Oh, I'm not looking for any praise or anything like that. So please understand that. So I have another testimony to share with you. I was hoping to share a few more, but time is running out on me, so I will share this last one with you. When I was in Hugh Whitting Law School, I used to get an allowance of $1,000 a month. Now, $1,000 a month is not a lot when you have to pay from that your rent, photocopying, transport, extra food that you needed in addition to what mommy brought. It was a lot. You know, it was a lot of expenses, and $1,000 really wasn't going to cut it. But I felt as if God had impressed on me to tithe 30% of that $1,000 in my last year of law school. I'm telling you, it was not easy. Some months I would reach down to the wire. I mean, literally at the end of the month, I remember one month somebody asked me for $20. And boy, I was so embarrassed to say I didn't have $20. I scraped, I was digging up for coins, all kind of things. And then I had to say, look, I don't have $20. Because tithing that amount, it was a sacrifice. But I knew what I heard from God, and I continued to do it. So when I was coming to the end of law school, I made a decision. I said, Lord, I'm not applying for jobs, because I believe, even as I have tithed my 30%, I believe that you have already provided a job for me, and you will send that job for me. And I mean, quite frankly, I couldn't even afford to photocopy and print and send out resumes, postage, everything. You know, because people were sending out hundreds of resumes. I couldn't afford that. And I didn't feel I had to. I believed that the God I served would send a job for me, and I wouldn't need to go applying and sending out all these requests when God already provided. The first day, well, the last day of my exam, I was coming back home. And I got a message that one of my professors was looking for me. And she said to me that there was a job in Petrotrin, an internship. They wanted somebody for 3 months. And she was sending me. They had obviously called the law school, and she, for whatever reason, God gave me favor in her eye, she decided to send me for the interview. I passed the interview and I was given the job. It was a 3-month job. Guess what the salary was? $3,000 a month. So Eddie, God was showing me that you tithed 30%, you gave me $300 a month, I'm giving you back $3,000. At the end of the 3 months, I was asked to stay on for 3 additional months. So I remember sitting in the interview and they asked me, well, you've been doing this job for 1 salary and now you've been called to the bar. It's the same job. Do you expect an increase in salary? I remember looking at them and with every bit of gumption I had, I told them that some people were getting $3,600 for doing the same job and I thought I should get $3,600. And it was interesting that nobody looked at me. They all looked away. Some of them bent their heads in the interview. And I thought to myself, oh boy, I've shot myself in the foot. I'm not going to get this extra 3 months. Interestingly enough, I got the 3 months extra, but when I saw my salary offer, it wasn't $3,600. It was $9,000. So God had taken that $3,000 and multiplied it by 3. And I know it was His way of showing me that, look, this is all me. This is all coming from the fact that you tithed 30%. After the 3 month period was finished, a decision was made by Petrotron to activate a position for a legal officer in my department. And I was allowed to interview for that among other people. I was successful. And my salary was now $12,000. So God added another $3,000 to it. All coming from 1 year of tithing, 30%, $300. I got back that $300 so many times. Multiplied many times. Because you see, I realize in life, God rewards faithfulness in giving. He rewards sacrificial giving. He rewards giving in obedience to Him. He rewards giving. So even though I want to entreat you, you may have had bad experiences in giving. You may have suffered at the hands of some unscrupulous minister, in inverted commas, of God. You may have been disappointed. You may have been burnt. You may have been hurt. But don't let that stop you from giving to God. Don't let that stop you from getting the blessings that come from giving to God. But I entreat you to be wise in your giving to God and to seek His face in giving. Let God direct you in who you give to. He may direct you to an orphanage. He may direct you to a poor person. He may direct you to a certain church. However He chooses to direct you, He has a reason. And how much ever He directs you to give, He will provide the money for you to keep giving. And He will provide the rewards to you and the testimonies to you. And a lot of times the rewards is not just so you can gain, but also so you could be a blessing to others. When I got my job in Petrotron, I was able to give scholarships to people, to Christian people, to help them with their studies. I was able to do so much. And even in giving scholarships, I won scholarships. I won an amazing scholarship to study in Scotland. Because God knew that one of the things I was doing with my money when I got my job was giving scholarships to people. Quietly, they never even knew, some of them, they never even knew it was me who gave them. And that is what God does. He will bless us to be a blessing to others. He will direct us on how to give. And He will open doors for us. So I encourage you today to embrace the giving. Embrace the gift of giving. Embrace the joy of giving. Embrace the blessing of giving. And if you've been hurt in the past, release it. Take it to the Lord in prayer and let Him direct your paths. Have a great day. God bless you and thank you for listening. Bye.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induro Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.